From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says all options remain open for the U.S. and its allies in Syria. He held talks in London with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson on Sunday, a day after he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other top diplomats in Switzerland. Mr. Kerry spoke about whether sanctions might be imposed on Russia and the Syrian government for their air assault on the rebel-held eastern portion of the city of Aleppo.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
Several hundred thousand people remain trapped in eastern Aleppo and have not received food and medical aid in some time. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the formal start of a military push to remove the Islamic State from the northern city of Mosul. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says this is a decisive moment in the campaign to defeat the Islamic State and pledges support from the U.S.-led coalition. Mosul residents say IS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of Mosul and warned civilians not to attempt to leave. Clashes have reportedly erupted in Libya's capital, Tripoli, between forces loyal to the new unity government and militia units supporting a rival Islamist administration. The pro-Islamist forces took control of key government offices over the weekend, presenting the most severe test of the UN-backed government of National Accord, which came to the city to take control of Libya in March. This is VOA News. At least 30 people were killed in Pakistan when two buses collided in southern Punjab province today. Rescuers say another 30 or so were injured. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office said he has expressed deep grief and sorrow over the loss of precious lives. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital Budapest, chanting and carrying signs protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest-selling opposition newspaper. The protests targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. Benedek Havor, a member of the European Parliament from Hungary's Dialogue for Hungary party, says, "We're tired of them robbing our country," he says, "and stealing our freedom." The demonstrations followed the abrupt closure of the newspaper Nepcha Badzag, which shut down October 8th, with no warning either to the public or to the newspaper's staff. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who he says falsely accused him of sexual assault. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters, "Trump is blaming everyone and, in his words, swinging at every phantom of his own imagination because he knows he is losing." With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The Shenzhou 11 mission took off from the launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert earlier today. China's goal is to have a fully functional space station in orbit by 2022. Australian independent space analyst Maurice Jones says all is going well.
"So far, so good. We had a live broadcast on Chinese television, and the rocket seemed to perform flawlessly during the flight. We had in-cabin video. We saw the solar panels deploy on the spacecraft. So far, it looks like a completely nominal mission."
That spacecraft will be docking with the space station within 2 days. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and as always, on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.